Good morning. It is Sunday, February 16th, 2014. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And with us now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Ooh, I get to say I told you so.
Why?
I love that. Because I believe that I mentioned when we were looking ahead to this year that you should make plans to see Les Mis at Rogers Little Theater.
You did.
And it opened Friday night, and apparently it's everything I expected.
It's not over yet, is it?
Oh, no, no, okay. No, no, no. No, no. Okay. No, no, no.
We still have chances to see.
Oh, yeah.
She just told us so on how fabulous it was going to be.
And they are already within, let's see, 130 tickets of their best-selling show ever.
Wow.
Without the show even opening.
That
was reservation. So that's pretty impressive. Ed McClure, who is a crazy man and a great director, had more than 100 people audition way back in December and cast 37 of them in the whole epic, sweeping, huge musical. Wow. Wow. Has to have strong leads, and one of them is our friend from Gridiron, Justin Stewart.
Yes, very excited that he got a role in this.
Is he playing Jean Valjean?
He is Javert.
Okay.
And Shane Sturdivant is playing Jean Valjean.
Okay.
And then there's the other 35 people, an orchestra of 11.
Have they had an orchestra before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, they do for the big musicals.
Okay.
But Ed said he had the privilege of listening to them rehearse without the actors and realized what an absolutely glorious score it was, mm-hmm. which he said a lot of people might not think about. He says it's like another character in the show. And then there's the costumes, all the period props.
Sets.
And sets that fly, roll. And I'm not really sure how they get the barricade. Because, you know, it's not the old days of theater when you could close the curtain. Mm-hmm. RLT doesn't even have a curtain. It's a thrust stage. Mm-hmm. But you can't close the curtain, put on some music, and change the set. So things have to happen really fast. And the barricade appears somehow.
Okay. Might have to go find
out
how.
Not really sure how. And then, of course, the cast also brings things on. And he wants to point out that those are the sexy parts. But you should also pay attention to, like, the period costuming and the period props. And and bless their hearts. Bless their hearts. The show runs through March 2nd. And, like I said, it will set a record.
Sure.
For reservations.
Good for them.
You should plan ahead and take note. It's at 2 o'clock today, again next weekend, and again February 27th through March 2nd. They've added downstairs seating. So there's the dinner theater seating, and then they've added platforms for raised seating.
Have they really?
So tickets start at $10 for the balcony and go up to $48 for dinner. Wow. RogersLittleTheater.org. And also this afternoon, the last performance of Bridge to Terabithia at Arts Live Theater at 2 o'clock. Tickets for that are $6 to $8. And Kevin Kinder, our music editor, recommends John Fesner, who is best known as a songwriter, penned songs for Martina McBride, John Mellencamp, Faith Hill, and many more, and earned a Grammy for the Kathy Mattea song, Where Have You Been?
Country.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And he opens the 2014 Eureka House Concert Series on Elk Street tonight at 6 o'clock. Starts with a 5 o'clock meet and greet and potluck, and admission is $15. And, oh, you don't want to miss what the boys that I helped raise once called the best movie ever, but in musical form on stage, Bring It On. Nominated for 2 Tony Awards.
I saw it when it was here. It was a lot of fun.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's in Fort Smith this time.
It is for one show only at 7:30 Monday at the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center. And tickets start at $32 by calling 788-7300.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.